1971 at Cristiano Valley High. A couple of my friends were really into the whole born again movement, which was pretty much just starting off in America. That kind of evangelical, non-denominational, this movement of reading the Bible and accepting Jesus as your savior and all that. Parents weren't religious. None of them were. They weren't anti-religious. You know, this whole atheism thing or atheism, theism, science and religion war. None of that was in culture. Yeah. Nobody talked about that. It wasn't a thing at all. So I just got into it because of my friends. So that we know from research that peer groups matter more than parents. By the time you're in your early teens, that was the case for me. In this instance, was my friends. But then I remember there was a couple of friends, and one of them, George, is the one I got into it with, and I liked his sister Joyce. She was super cute, and so that was motivating too, in a kind of a fun way. Since they went to church, and I thought, well, I'll become born again. I'll go to church. I'll get to be with George and maybe see his sister a little bit. But I got into it and took it seriously. The next week at high school, I told my buddy Frank, it's like, I did it. I accepted Jesus as my savior and, you know, I'm born again. He says, well, where did you do this? I said, well, it was at the Presbyterian church in Glendale. He goes, oh no, that's the wrong one. I'm like, the wrong one? Turns out he was a Jehovah's Witness. And they're like, oh no, we have our own thing. This is the right one. I'm like, wrong one, right one. Okay, I don't like the sound of this. You know, I mean, there should just be one right system. You know, well, that was the start of my study of religious differences and the study of religion.
Wait, so as you were starting to maybe read the Bible for the first time and start to speak to maybe some of the priests who were involved in this, you also started to look at some of the criticisms?
Yeah, that's right. And just kind of in the back of my mind, I remember thinking, huh, that's sort of weird. Yeah. Like, there's a right religion and a wrong religion. I mean, shouldn't there just be one big religion? Well, it was pretty obvious that that's not the case. So I never really called myself anything other than born again Christian, not denominational. In fact, non-denominational was sort of the way to put it. And that was, in a way, liberating, because then you didn't have to commit to any dogmas of a particular religion. Like,